I think if I could have chosen the gospel reading for myself today rather than using the readings prescribed in the lectionary, I still would have chosen the one that we had today. Either that one or the passage found in both Matthew chapter 19 and Luke chapter 18, the one that I just read to the kids. Let the children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. Given the events of the past week at Foothills Day Camp and the months of activity leading up to this past week, these gospel readings seem especially appropriate. Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven as a mustard seed, something at first glance is very small, seemingly insignificant and of little importance, which in the end becomes something very large and very important, a habitat for birds and a place for them to build their nests. He continues by describing the kingdom of heaven as yeast, which expands and swells the dough for bread, and then as something so incredible that you would sell everything you have just to have it. That image is so true that Jesus uses it again. The kingdom of heaven is worth selling everything you have for it. Finally, at least in this reading, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea that catches fish of every kind. At the end of the age, the good and the bad will be sorted, but not immediately. The sorting happens at the end of time. In the meantime, the net holds the whole catch. These metaphors that Jesus uses to try to get his followers a glimpse into the unbelievable worth and size and scope and value of the kingdom of heaven have a swell of energy that accompanies them. While we don't have any information about the mood or attitude of Jesus as he was walking and talking with his friends and sharing these descriptions of the kingdom of heaven with them, it would be hard to imagine that Jesus wasn't enthusiastic and excited as he drew this picture for them. To proclaim this gospel in a monotone would be to do it disservice. This is good news. This is wonderful news. This is news we need to hear. The kingdom of heaven into which we've all been invited is bigger and more valuable and farther reaching than we imagine. The kingdom of heaven affects anything it comes in contact with. The kingdom of heaven makes tiny things have great importance, just like the tiny mustard seed. It gives life to the lifeless, just like yeast does to flour. It makes a fallow field a benefactor of treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great value, something made of a combination of sand and moisture. So valuable, so precious, that someone would sell everything just to purchase it. And the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the ocean, holding everything together until the time for sorting. The kingdom of heaven is like a place where each person who arrives gets a bathing suit and beach towel of their very own. The kingdom of heaven is like having an ice cream truck arrive with free ice cream for everyone. The kingdom of heaven has zip lines and swimming pools and canoes and dancing and singing where everyone has fun and no one is made fun of or judged. The kingdom of heaven has tons of pickles and trail mix and people who lovingly give these out without reserve all day long. The kingdom of heaven has drinks flowing freely with names like Sandy's Brew and Frog Juice. The kingdom of heaven has lots of smiles and a few tears on the last day. The kingdom of heaven is a place where the children have tons of activities and fun, but still say things to newspaper reporters like this: "Everyone likes me here. There's so much excitement and activity, and I have so many friends." The kingdom of heaven is like a place where a waitress and a truck driver driver take a week off without pay, just to be there. The kingdom of heaven is like a place where a congregation of 350 people raised $23,000 for folks they don't even know. The kingdom of heaven is like a place where $10,000 has been given for the past 13 or more years to help build houses for folks who don't have houses. The kingdom of heaven is like a place where all sorts of people are brought together in a net, wriggling and struggling, sometimes pushing up against each other, sometimes comfortably close. Have you ever thought that this is the kingdom of heaven? Not just Foothills Day Camp, where lives are touched and transformed. Not just Lobster Fest, where we all come together to work to support the mission of Habitat for Humanity. Not just our beans and rice ministry in providing food for those who come through our doors the first Saturday of each month. But right here, right now, in every moment of our shared lives together, did you know we are living in the kingdom of heaven? Or at least we have the opportunity to. The kingdom of heaven is in many ways a matter of attitude or recognition. It's a both and. The kingdom of heaven is both here and now and also not yet. We can recognize that we are part of that kingdom every day if we pay attention. Let me give you an example of one of the many moments that I realized we were living in the kingdom of heaven last week at Foothills. On Sunday of last week, just 1 week ago today, we had 58 campers registered to come to camp on Monday morning. Our maximum capacity is 50. On Monday morning, 8 campers didn't show up. The exact number we were over. Okay, one more. On Tuesday, one of our staff who had confessed that she's not the best about remembering to pray offered up a prayer to God quickly in thanksgiving for the wonderful weather when the forecast had been so rotten for last week. As she ended her prayer, she looked up in the sky only to see a rainbow and shared a picture of that with me in a text. Okay, one more. On Wednesday, at the urging of Betsy Davis, I shared my frog story with the youth staff. If you haven't heard my frog story, you don't know why I have all these frogs in my office. See me after church, I'll tell you. Betsy gave all the youth staff a frog at the end of our nightly staff meeting to let them know everything's going to be okay. And when I got home that night, right in front of my door, there was a frog. I could go on and on and on about the God incidences that happened throughout the week, last week, but I won't. Foothills is a tangible and visible image of the kingdom of heaven. But the kingdom of heaven is not bound to places and spaces like Foothills Day Camp. The kingdom of heaven has no boundaries except those we impose. The overarching theme for Grace Church of this past year has been just say yes. And last week we did. And last year we did. And in doing so, we have had new opportunities to live into the kingdom of heaven. It's easy to put fences around that kingdom of heaven, to limit it to things like Foothills or Lobster Fest or even our beans and rice ministry. It's normal to want to compartmentalize something so valuable and infectious, to not let it seep into our everyday lives. I challenge you to pay attention and see that the kingdom of heaven is all around us and that we have the responsibility not only to live into it, but to share it with others and bring them in too. And the next week, be that yeast that brings life to the inanimate, or shine a light on that as a pearl of great value. Be aware of the places and spaces where God is breaking in and the kingdom of heaven is shining through. And point that out to your coworkers, to your family, to your friends. The kingdom of heaven is like.